The latest U.S. drought monitor captured a snapshot of the southeast drought at its peak just before beneficial rains began to fall earlier this week. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We were looking at topsoil moisture that was 100% very short to short in Alabama, 98% in Georgia, and 81% in Tennessee. At the same time, we saw pastures rated at least three quarters, very poor to poor in Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee.
And four southeast states reported extreme drought conditions of 60% or above in drought. Rippey says in addition to much-needed rains that have fallen in the region since Monday,
we have a much more significant and widespread rain event. It will come as a steady rain, a soaking rain. It won't come with the severe weather and thunderstorms that we saw earlier this week. And we could see another 2 to 6 inches of rain all throughout the drought area of the southeast during the weekend into early next week.
Rippey says the primary drought concern areas correlate with the La Nina weather pattern, meeting weather conditions along the Mississippi Delta and drier conditions heading south and east towards Florida.
I do think we'll see some improvement across the interior part of the southeast, but maybe a shift of that drought as we move through the winter down towards the Gulf Coast, Florida, and the southern Atlantic region.
I'm Rod Payne reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.